And we heard there about turnout among certain voting blocks. Well, it's worth noting that overall midterm election turnout is usually around 40% of the eligible voters in this country, compared with around 60% in a presidential election year, which is a shame, says our next guest, because midterm elections do matter. Julian Zelizer is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School and a fellow at New America. His upcoming book is The Fierce Urgency of Now, Lyndon Johnson, Congress and the Battle for the Great Society. Julian Zelizer, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
And we turn to you for history, and you say there have been several midterms that mattered. Let's go back and, start with some midterms that I know you want to talk about in 1938 and 1958.
Sure. 1938 is during the Great Depression. Franklin Roosevelt's the president. He won in a huge reelection landslide in 36. And in 38, there's a backlash against some of his decisions, and the conservative coalition of Southern Democrats and Republicans forms after that midterm election. And that coalition will cause problems for liberals, not just when FDR is president, but for the next two or three decades on issues like civil rights.
And what about 1958?
1958 is the reverse. That's when Dwight Eisenhower is president. But liberals score huge gains in the House and Senate. And it's a new generation of liberals who want to deal with issues like health care and civil rights. And so that election gives liberals new numbers that will be important in the 1960s and introduces Americans to kind of new, young, and more aggressive Democrats who aren't going to just accept the status quo.
The midterms in 1966, you say, put a hold on Lyndon Johnson's push for more domestic programs.
Hugely important. Republicans do very well in the House elections, and Democrats keep control of the chamber, which they had throughout this period. But that conservative coalition, which had been deflated after the 1964 election, grows again. And Johnson can't do that much after 1966, and the agenda turns back to issues like deficit reduction and cutting the budget.
And we should say that in that midterm election, turnout was about 49%, which is the highest it has been in some time. And in 1974, 8 years later, turnout was just 39%. But you say that midterm was important as well.
Oh, very big. That's the election of the Watergate babies, people like Henry Waxman and George Miller of California, who came into town ready to reform Congress, ready to reform the White House in response to Watergate. And they really changed the way the institution works, making it more open, making it more partisan, and also implementing reforms on things like campaign finance and ethics that for a while had a really huge impact on the way Washington worked.
So why do these important things happen in years when not as many people go out and vote? Is there something specific about midterms that gives it more power in the political world than a presidential election?
No, presidential elections matter too. I think the issue is we forget about how important midterms are, and also because they tend to be a mix of local races around local issues. We don't see them as being as important as who the president is. But when combined, I think midterm elections are always very significant and have a huge impact on presidents and on the nation.
Well, there is a big one that many people remember back in 1994. I want to listen to some tape here now. This is Republican Congressman, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, talking about the results that night.
It is a sobering and I think a very humbling experience to recognize the potential responsibility for the first time in 40 years to serve as Speaker of the House from a Republican side, and to recognize that it's Speaker of the House, not Speaker of the Republican Party.
Julian Zelizer, how do you think that election changed the politics of Washington and congressional politics?
I think that was a big one. It brought in a generation of Republicans who are more to the right than their predecessors, and who were also, just like Gingrich, much more aggressive in using the legislative process to block liberalism and to take on the Democratic Party. And I think today when we talk about the Tea Party or the rightward drift of the GOP, that really starts in 1994, not 2010. And it also just put new issues on the table, which shifted debate even further to the right than had been the case in the 1980s when Reagan was president.
We also saw something that we saw in both 2006 and 2010, which is the opposition party being able to campaign before the election on just saying no to everything that the president in office wanted. The Democrats did it in 2006, and they took huge gains in the House. And again, we saw the same thing in 2010.
Yeah, I think in midterm elections, the president usually offers a foil for the opposition to build their campaign. That is something a little different from midterms than presidential elections. But we certainly saw that in Gingrich's election, but also when Democrats retake control. They have a bunch of issues in 2006. But the first and most important is that President Bush was doing a bad job. And that's how they built a new majority.
So as you look forward to tomorrow's midterm elections, historically, how much do they matter? What could happen based on whoever wins?
Well, one is the voting blocks in Congress will change, probably not favorably for President Obama. Those things will be even harder on Capitol Hill. Two, we're going to have all the national players like Rand Paul who were part of this election, and they will now be part of the discussion based on their performance for 2016. And finally, we're going to have potentially some new issues on the table that came out during the campaign and that will remain in the mix for the next 2 years.
All right, we'll be watching. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School. His upcoming book is The Fierce Urgency of Now, Lyndon Johnson, Congress, and the Battle for the Great Society. Julian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.